Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Doing a quick rundown for your waivers for this week. I got a bunch of guys, again, 10 minutes or less. You got all your snap reactions. You got your running back show. And this is basically meant to sum it up and sort of keep it concise for you best we can. Okay, Gardner Minshew. There's a lot of rumblings coming out of Philly that he could get potential starts. So that's one to watch for. P.J. Walker, I think naturally, given the fact that Sam Darnold was benched last week. I'm not going super aggressive, but I do think more than just a price-enforcing bid is probably warranted. Maybe that's 10% or so, somewhere in that range, and you might get a spot. I don't know if either one of them is a great situation or a difference maker, but at this point of the season, like if you can get a shot at a starting quarterback, it does make some difference. So I think that would be the look there. Some thought that maybe Drew Lock might get a look in Denver. I'm not sure. Same with Kyle Allen. Not sure there either. I think one that I might look at be Cooper Rush, for example. With the fact that Cooper Rush is going to be a backup to Dak Prescott, like that is interesting, given the fact that Prescott is nursing an injury. Obviously, Mike White is going to be your starter. It appears in New York. Looks like it might be an extended period of time as well. They traded for Flacco. I don't know. I think it's probably Michael White in the nearest term. But again, I'm not sure how great that situation is either. Again, I'm going the most on Mike White, and then Minshew in is probably the next tier. And then I'd say P.J. Walker kind of fits in with those other guys. Again, I'm not necessarily all that aggressive on Cooper Rush, for example, but I do think like if you have a spot, just given the fact that Dak's nursing this calf thing, we've seen that can be an extended injury. I think that warrants monitoring. A specific play that I'm recommending, again, it's going to be one of those things. It's probably like he should spend less than 36 hours on your team, Kylan Hill. And Kylan Hill is the backup third string guy in Green Bay. You have a minor outbreak going on because of COVID there in the offensive huddle with Devontae Adams being a positive test. So I do think there's a chance that this thing goes bad. Again, I hope not. That's not my hope. And I hope that you add him on Wednesday and cut him Thursday night before the game, and boom, you're done. I hope that's the case. Again, and then just circle it over. Just flip it. But make sure you cut him before game time if you are going to do that. And that way you don't have to have that roster spot accessible. I think accessing those roster spots as many times as you can be very, very valuable. Kalen Ballage, I think, is going to be your injury away guy in Pittsburgh for the immediate future, and we'll see sort of how Anthony McFarland works his way back in. So I do think adding him, if you haven't already, and he was a free agent and they were on a bye, so I think you might have floated him. Now's the time to add him back. Buddy Howell, the third running back out for the Rams, I think he's an interesting potential watch guy there. Kenny Gainwell, in the event that Miles Sanders actually does miss time, again, I'm assuming Gainwell's rostered in most of your leagues, but if he is not, definitely he is an add, and it looks like Miles Sanders could potentially miss some time. So Gainwell does make some sense there, and could Alexander Mattison theory this thing a little bit too. Boston Scott would be a potential name as basically the secondary injury away guy. Jordan Howard deeper down the dial. With the fact that Tevin Coleman is injured, take a look at Ty Johnson. Same thing with Salvin Ahmed, with the fact that Malcolm Brown is injured. Jared Doakes, Patrick Laird to be further down the dial at the running back position for the Dolphins. But again, Ahmed, and then see who gets activated via the practice squad would be the next thing that I would look for in terms of Doakes or Laird. So those would be the situations there. Darrington Evans, if he is not back, if he has not been added yet, he's definitely someone to consider. Again, I'm still holding McNichols, but I think with the pedigree with Darrington Evans, he warrants some consideration. So let's just run those back down. Kylan Hill, Ballage, Buddy Howell, again, Kylan Hill's it's largely a just a you know, a speculative ad. Again, make sure you cut him before the game if he's not the guy. But in the event that there's a bad COVID outbreak and they force them to play, like, that's a situation you want to be in on. You know, Balazs, and I would monitor Anthony McFarland's availability, Buddy Howell as the third guy for the Rams. And that one's cleared up a little bit more now. Gainwell, Ty Johnson, Salvin Ahmed. Ahmed should go into being the injury away guy, most notably there for the Dolphins now that Brown is on the injured list. Three more names to mention. I do think they're probably selected. So J.J. Taylor, if he's not out there, he looks like he's sort of trending in the right direction in the backfield. We'll see how long that lasts. Joshua Kelly with the Chargers, he could be the injury away guy. We'll see there. And then make sure Jarrett Patterson with the Washington football team. I don't think there's a ton of big names at the wide receiver position in terms of any changing landscape. Kendrick Bourne's interesting for the Patriots. Randall Cobb, Marquez Valdes-Scantling in the fallout from this injury for really this COVID outbreak for Green Bay. So those guys, again, I think this is a good week to really circle back through any drops that were made on the waiver wire or anything like that because of buys and stuff like that. So this is really the time to absolutely monitor that. Tyler Johnson maybe is like a deeper play at wide receiver for the Bucks. I'm not so sure it's going to ultimately matter much, but that's potentially one to look at. Lastly, the tight end position, a couple of names I think to warrant that warrant some monitoring. Foster Moreau, the backup tight end behind Darren Waller. I think you're heading into a bye. Waller's probably going to be back, it looks like. Maybe it's a single spot start for Foster Moreau, so I'm not sure I'd go over the moon. Tommy Sweeney's another guy that, like, okay, he's like a 60% of Dawson Knox. I don't know. It's not a ton there in terms of what he has to offer and ultimately a scenario for Dalton Schultz that's been largely high variance, right? He's been the beneficiary of some positive variance. So that's the thing with either one of those guys that I'm not super intrigued about. And so those are really the situations I think to monitor and that warrant some consideration. Looks like Gronk should potentially be back. Again, if Jonnu Smith is injured, maybe later on in the week, that could be a potential Dalton Keene, Devin Asiasi, if we get some clarity and some information about that. But I don't have a ton of confidence in anything like that. So that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Again, maybe Alberto, I guess deeper down the line, he should be sort of heading back from IR if he was cut or something like that. Maybe he warrants some consideration again. It's just not much there at tight end, ultimately. All right, well, that'll do it. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.